feature or the raise your hand icon. We now welcome on the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Rob. How are you today?
Well, I hope you are too. Congratulations to you and your guys. An impressive road win up in Maine, 37-21. What did you like about your team's performance on Saturday?
Yeah, I just think we played our game really well. You know, we stuck to it. They had a good start on their first drive, but it really didn't faze the guys. We went out and responded. I think, you know, forcing turnovers was really big. I mean, there's two kind of turnovers. There's, you know, when you just a bad turnover with a, you know, a bad throw or a drop ball or things like that. But, you know, the turnovers were forced. You know, two of them were a result of the quarterback being hit in pass rush and one by the nose guard, one by the safety. And Brian Abraham makes an incredibly good play on the strip and then scoop and score for a touchdown. So, you know, it was a good day by the defense overall. And I think we just played a good round football game.
Talk about the play Brian made. At the time, it's a 10-7 game. As you said, Maine had a good drive on the opening drive. How much of a momentum boost was that to get a play like that?
Yeah, it was big. You know, it really swings some momentum. And then we had another turnover before the half. We just, you know, we ran out of time to get in deep enough for a field goal or to take a shot at the end zone. But, you know, we played a good first half on the road. It was a, you know, it's a some always a tough place to play. And I think that coming in at halftime with a lead was really important for us. And I thought, you know, we felt really good in the second half that we had the game under control and you know, to get the W.
For the second or third straight game, you guys were able to hit a big chunk play right before half. You said to get momentum this time to Brevin Easton for 53 yards. How much of those are you conscious that, I mean, are those plays that you've decided, hey, let's take a shot to try to get some momentum? Because like I said, you've been successful with that now for several games.
Yeah, you know, I think we're just getting in sync offensively, and you know, we're always it's good that you can hit a deep shot now and then. It just backs the defense off, and I think, you know, some of that's just Reese. You know, everybody was worried about Reese early in the year because his numbers weren't gaudy, but we played a really tough schedule and in some challenging situations. And I think he's playing really, really well right now. And he gets out of the pocket and running to his left and throws a strike for a touchdown. I mean, it's not easy to do. And he did it multiple times in the game. So, you know, he's a good quarterback, and it's certainly part of our offense is to try to get some deep shots and mixed in. And when you score before the half like that, that's a big deal. You know, it's really tough on the other team.
For the second straight week, Faze Al-Aidin over 100 yards this time, 141 and two on 22 carries. You touched on last week, just him maybe needing to shake a little rust off, but how good was he, especially in that second half on Saturday?
Yeah, he was really good. I think, you know, we didn't run for many yards in the first half, mainly because we didn't have a lot of plays, and I think we threw the ball pretty well, obviously, but he in that second half really ran well. It was really good to see. And the O-line, you know, was real solid and opening some holes and giving him a chance to he broke a long run, a 44-yard run. So it was a good mix of run pass, I think, in the second half for us to try to keep them a little more off balance.
Before I switch to the defensive side, Marquise Dietz joining Brevin over 100 yards, 7 for 150. This is a couple games now in a row. You've had a couple receivers over 100 yards. How much confidence are those guys or how well are those guys as a group and Reese connecting?
Yeah, you know, I think they're playing well right now. There were three really high difficulty catches in the game, and I think Marquise had one of them, and Brevin had a couple, but you know, they're making plays right now, and he's putting the ball, you know, we kind of call it the catch zone. If you put a ball in a certain area, a good receiver should catch it, and I think we're getting some of that right now and getting some confidence in our pass game, and you know, those two really did a good job. Julian Hicks continues to be a good player that they have to know where he's at. When you got three good receivers and a really solid tight end and a good quarterback, you know, you got a chance to win some games. And I think, you know, Marquise, I've been waiting for Marquise because he's been really good since we had him. It just hasn't broke loose. It was great to see him get out and make a few plays. He's another dangerous receiver.
Question this morning from Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning,
Coach.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask about November coming up and having a team that's right there at the forefront of the playoff push. How much are you able to kind of take from 2019, in terms of imparting what it takes to sort of stay focused, stay grounded, but finish the job here in November?
You know, I think if you talk to any coaches, I mean, we're really just a week to week operation. You know, it's whether you're trying to survive losing tough games like last year or you're just, these games in our conference, I try to explain to people, sometimes people don't understand our league, especially locally. It's a grind every week. Everybody can beat you and you better be ready to play. And I think our kids are in the mindset of, next up game. And we don't really talk much about our opponents anymore. We're just trying to make sure we play our game. They've been good so far. There's really not many people left from 19 on this team that played. So it's hard to kind of relate to it. But other than the fact that it's a similar type of team that's working hard and practicing hard, which I think is really the big key to it, is continue to practice well.
And then I had a follow-up, one specific play from Saturday I wanted to ask about. Reese had the rolling to his left one-footed throw from about 50 out for the touchdown. What was your vantage point on that? And is that at a point where you just can't be surprised by him anymore, or was that a pretty wowing play there?
Yeah, he had the same thing in the first half. I literally started laughing and said, this guy's crazy. But the one he threw down the right sideline was very similar, but he was running full speed to his right to Marquise Dietz, who made a great catch. You know, he's just fun to be around in general. The way he plays, his passion for the game, his studying of his opponents, his willingness to throw his body around kind of makes my hair grayer, but he's just fun to be around. I love him and how he competes and plays. I always remember Jim McMahon, was like an offensive lineman, the old Bears quarterback, and that's kind of how Reese is. The kids really respond to him, and he's talented, and that throw was exceptional. It's right on the money too. That's the wild part about it. It was a great throw and a great catch.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to just touch a little bit on your defense. You mentioned the 3-4 turnovers, which were huge, but Maine had been putting up a lot of big numbers, especially in the passing game. You hold them to 312. How did you feel like you did defending their attack?
Yeah, I think it's really a 280 game. We try to kneel on the ball at the end of the game and not score from the one. And so they ran two balls and got 30 yards on against a prevent. So it was more of a 280 game. I think, we knew their quarterback, he's good. He knows where to go with the football. The big thing we wanted to do is eliminate their big plays. When they get their big plays rolling, they put up some massive numbers, and we were able to stop. We got lucky on a double move early. It was an errant throw, but other than that, I think we controlled their deep stuff. And, the short game like that, you just got to keep tackling it and tackling it and tackling it until you get to make some plays. And we didn't get frustrated taking it simple. He had 220 throwing. That was manageable for us. They ran, we kept their running game in check. They did a nice job on a reverse for a 33-yard touchdown run on a reverse. But, we were very pleased with our defensive effort and what we were trying to accomplish in the game.
Another tough test, to your point, this week is William & Mary comes to Albany, team certainly with a powerful running game and a tough defense. Just talk about the challenges they present and maybe some of the keys for your team on Saturday.
Yeah, they're obviously a very good football team. They're very experienced. They've played in a ton of big games over the last 2 years. On offense, they can drive you a little crazy. They do a lot of really good things. They have a lot of speed. Quarterbacks who can get out and run. They're very multiple and they'll keep you on your toes, but they're good. They can run the football really well, and I think they throw the ball, really well, and especially in the things that they're trying to get done. And defensively, they've got a great defense. I mean, they like to challenge you in all regards, and I like how they play, and We have great respect for William and Mary, and we're really, really excited about having this game Saturday.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for the time here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, Greg.